This is Jay Sekulow, an important victory for a middle school student who was told that the word Jesus was inappropriate in a talent show.
I remember an experience I had with an art professor. And his class is supposed to be about modern art, just learning about artists and what their style and technique is. But for some reason, every class period, he would take the opportunity to bash God in some way, shape, or form, explaining how God is the problem with the world. If it wasn't for Christians, humans could do whatever they want, and how anyone who's a Christian is mentally disturbed. I mean, it got so bad to the point where at one time when I was sitting in class, I said, God bless you, to a student. He stopped the whole class and said, I'm not allowed to say God bless you unless I can prove that God exists in his class, because I'm forcing God on all the students in the class. And he got very upset, threatened to punish my grade because I told him I could say God bless you whatever I want. And he was really taking his authority as a teacher out of proportion.
You hear all the time people saying that because you're Christian, you're being trampled on in a sense. And then when you go through it, it's a horrible feeling.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. You've been hearing these stories the last week on the broadcast about college students that are having difficulty, high school students. We're there. The ACLJ is there. Later in the program, we're going to hear from a parent that contacted us last week, and we're going to talk about a victory for a student in a talent show. We're ready for this one, folks? The word Jesus was banned in the talent show. They actually banned the word Jesus. How would you react if that was your student and a high school student in a talent show or middle school student, and they tell your student, change the word Jesus and change it to God? We don't want the word Jesus mentioned in a student talent show. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your calls from around the country. Jordan, you hosted the program yesterday, and a number of our Jeff Surtees, I know, was on, and Than Bennett from our D.C. office. You got a lot of calls from college students that this issue that we've uncovered with Gina and the case out of New York is really symptomatic of a much deeper problem.
It is, and we heard from, in the beginning of this program, and a caller who had called in from a Florida college who said in her modern art history class that the teacher daily made fun of those that believed in God, said religion was the cause of the entire world's problems. Again, she was not kidding when she said God bless you to someone who had sneezed in class, and the teacher scolded her for it and said, you can't bring up God unless you can defend the existence of God. Sounds familiar. Sounds exactly like what happened to Gina. So now we've had it in an English 101 class, a modern art history class, and a philosophy class. Than Bennett talked about his critical thinking class, what his teacher would do. We also heard a story, Dad, yesterday out of California in a political science class where the teacher said in the class, the only political views that will be accepted in this class are my views.
Well, this tells you the situation with these college students is serious, but there's good news here. The ACLJ fully engaged in this. Now, tomorrow is the deadline which we're supposed to expect our answer from the students, actually from the school in the college in New York, regarding their particular response to our complaint on Gina's behalf. So we're supposed to get really the first round of this tomorrow. So we hopefully will be able to let everybody know either by Monday as to what the school's response is. We've posted online on the website at aclj.org on our post, and we've actually posted the letter we sent to the university in New York. We've got other cases we're engaged in now. When we come back from the break, you're going to hear from a parent who took a stand with her student in middle school where Jesus was the banned topic, the banned word, if you will, in a song. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, on a life issue, I want to just mention this briefly. Very significant development in Florida. Requirement of ultrasounds before abortions are given. This is going to be something we saw out of the Supreme Court decision in the partial birth abortion case, talking about this increased informed consent. Now you're seeing it implemented in a lot of other states. This is going to be the front line in the defense for life. So we're encouraged about that, what's happening in Florida. Keep you posted on that. ACLJ monitoring that situation very carefully. But how would you react if your middle school student came home and said, Mom, Dad, they're going to let me sing my song in the talent show, but they're making me change the word Jesus. We want that word stricken. We want it to not exist. We want it struck from the song because the word might be offensive. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me tell you this, folks. We get ready to take a break. 45,000 of you have signed online to our petition of protest. With the phone calls we've received, over 50,000. So you go to your phones right now, add your name to this petition of protest, just the last couple of days here to do it. This is Defend the Students, 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Gina DeLuca, a community college student in New York, expected to be challenged in school, but never expected to be discriminated against because of her Christian beliefs.
It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they refuse to bow down, that's how right. I feel. I feel like I'm being forced to do something, and if I don't, in a sense, I'm going to be thrown into the furnace, you know?
The American Center for Law and Justice is representing Gina and will ensure that her constitutional rights are protected.
We've got our lawyers and our legal team here helping you, and Gina hangs up in the school situation. We're getting the situation hopefully resolved. Literally, we've got a legal team on it right now, as you know.
If you want to help students like Gina, then stand with the ACLJ and demand an end to religious hostility on college and university campuses. Sign on today to the ACLJ National Petition of Protest. Send a powerful message to these institutions. The constitutional rights of Christian students will be protected. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
It's the Logan Show!
Hi, this is Logan Seculo, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real. Toby Mac.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system. This goes out to anyone listening.
Find out more information on upcoming shows. Visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, Family Net, Daystar, God TV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey folks, welcome back to the broadcast. We're going to tell you in a moment about a student victory in a case, but we're still fighting hard for Gina, and we're going to get the response from the college tomorrow. We want to be able to send a confirmation letter today letting the school district, or the college really, it's not a school district, although it's a school county lawyer that represents this particular college in Suffolk County, New York. We want to let them know we've heard from over 55,000 of you. So today and tomorrow, really the last couple of days, maybe through the weekend, that you can sign this petition, a protest that's going to be going to the school, and we're letting them know how many people are outraged about this in this university situation in New York. So if you want to stand up for these students' rights, if you want to make sure they're protected, I want to encourage you to go to your phones. 877-989-2255 is the number. Sign that petition. As I said, I think it's 45,000, maybe more, have signed up online to add their name to this petition of protest. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and get information that way. Now, I want to talk about a victory, and we're hoping we're going to get a victory in Gina's case, but we do have a victory for a student in a middle school. Now, how about this? If this was your child, they're participating, your daughter's participating in a student talent show. She sings a song. The song is by Nicole C. Mullen, who's a very prominent Christian artist. The word in the song includes a reference to Jesus. The school says, no, you can't say Jesus. It might be too offensive, but you can insert God instead. So they want you to basically remove the word Jesus. Well, that case has now been resolved, but I want to talk to the parent that was involved in it. Terry Bynum is with us. Terry, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Could you tell us what happened to your daughter here? What was the situation?
Well, my daughter had already picked out her song that she wanted to do by Nicole Mullen. And when she went to go to rehearsal, the first rehearsal, it was no problem. She didn't practice that particular song. But when she came back and they had to do her other rehearsal, she showed her sponsor the words to the song. And the sponsor looked at the words to the song, and she had to go to the principal and talk to him about it. And he said she could do that song only if she were to take out Jesus and put God in place of Jesus in her song. But if she didn't do that, she would have to pick another song, which my husband and I said she's not going to pick another song. If she can't do the song that she picked that says Jesus, she would not participate in the talent show.
Well, let me tell you, first of all, you took the right stand there, and that's good news. How did your daughter react, and what was your family reaction when the principal said, look, if you remove the word Jesus, we'll let you sing the song? What was your daughter's reaction?
She was devastated because she is a Christian. She just couldn't understand it. She told me, she said, Mama, they can't do that. That's my constitutional right. I have a right to believe in who I want to believe in, and I believe in Jesus. And she said, my song is a statement of who I believe in. And she said, it's not fair.
Well, she was right. And here's the thing that I want everybody to understand. Terry Bynum, the Bynum family, stood up. And Marissa was allowed to sing the song. We sent a demand letter out to the school involved. But let me tell you what the law is here. And this is important for everybody to understand. Department of Education issued guidelines back under President Clinton. They were reissued again under President Bush. Here's what it says. Where student speakers at extracurricular activities, talent show is clearly that, are selected on the basis of generally neutral, even-handed criteria and retain primary control over the content of their expression, that expression is not attributable to the school, and therefore it may not be restricted because of its religious or, for that matter, non-religious content. So students are not to be denied their right to have the song sung with the lyrics, with the word Jesus in it. And there's actually a U.S. Court of Appeals decision that supports that position. So the law was clear here, and the school district's lawyers contacted us back before the song. And the good news is, I understand, Terry, that your daughter sang the song with no problem.
She'll be singing it on Friday night, and she is so excited.
Well, we're going to get a video of that, and we'll get the audio of that, and we're going to play that next week on the broadcast. And we're glad that the situation was resolved. And I know Marissa's going to sing that song well, and we appreciate you, Terry, and your husband taking a stand here and doing the right thing.
Oh, and thank you, you all, for just being there for us.
We're glad to do it. Well, there you go, folks. Thank you, Terry. Everybody, this is why we're here. These are the kind of victories you see when you stand up and you fight back. We did it in the case of Marissa Bynum. She's going to sing that song tomorrow. We're going to play part of that song for you next week. This tells you how you can win these cases if you stand up. But you know what you have to do? You've got to stand up. And folks, today and tomorrow, and then a little bit over the weekend, it's going to be the last day we're going to be able to do this petition of protest. We want to get to, our goal is to get to over, we really want to make sure we got over 50,000, now pushing towards 70,000 signatures. What a statement this is going to make, because that University of New York is going to be facing a legal challenge if they don't get this resolved, and resolved really tomorrow. So here's what we want you to do. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. Add your name to the petition of protest. Jordan, we've got a lot of calls coming in on a variety of topics. Let's go to those.
Barbara's calling from California on line 4. Barbara, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Barbara. Barbara, we lost Barbara there. Okay, who's next, Jordan?
Okay, let's go back to Barbara on line 4 from California. I think we've got her on the air.
Okay, hi, Barbara.
Hi. I was calling because I heard of a case where a coach, a football coach, was denied ability to pray with his team in team-led prayer.
It's a Court of Appeals decision, and Jordan, I think you've got the story there, and here's what's happened. The prayer was student-led and student-initiated, but this Court of Appeals did not even want to allow the coach to bow his head, even if he didn't say anything. He was not going to be allowed to even bow his head and pray quietly. That shows you the absurd nature that some of these church-state separation cases go. This is a perfect example of that, and that's what happened here. The unfortunate aspect of this is the Court of Appeals decision, unless the Supreme Court agrees to hear it, it stands, and that becomes the law for that circuit. So these are the kind of things we're fighting against. This is a sad and tragic situation in the sense that the idea that you just bow your head in prayer quietly, silently, while students are leading it, and you can have a literal constitutional crisis.
That's right. He did not actually. This football coach said nothing, made no gestures, just bowed his head. This is something that's been going on at the school for 25 years. The district court that agreed with him, saying the school's policy, saying a teacher can't even be involved in the sense that they'd even acknowledge that the students were praying by bowing their heads or not speaking and remaining silent. But the Court of Appeals saying no, that's not enough. Let's go again back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us. Let's go to Barbara calling from Washington on line 3. Barbara, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Barbara.
Good morning. Yes,
hi.
I have an idea about some of the college professors, professors, and why don't we plant some people who have a good, solid theology in these classes? Some of us already have our careers underway. We have our degrees, and we could go in and audit or just take classes that we don't really care about the grade and speak up, and then you could also have these professors online so that people could go in, and you could also be coaching these plants if you will.
So you're talking about subversive activities inside the classroom. We plan, and listen, not a bad idea, actually. Look, these are, especially these community colleges, that's exactly what they are. They're community colleges. They're open to the community. And you should be able to know what's going on in there. So, listen, there's nothing wrong with adults at auditing courses. And then if you want to speak out, and it does relieve some of the tension of some of these students where their little academic career, as you said, a lot of the folks that would be doing this would be post their career or their career's already started. But the you know, a lot of these students, like Gina, are putting up their academic career when they speak out. But we're glad Gina did, and we're glad we're taking a stand there. Hopefully we're getting the situation resolved. I hope to be able to report that next week. We're expecting a response. I know the school district, the university there, met with the professor and I believe also the head of the department, and they reviewed our demand letter. So we're expecting a response, but it's going to take the American people showing an outrage on this for these universities and colleges to understand that the outrage is palpable. It is significant. But again, if you haven't signed on this petition, which I'm happy to say and really thrilled about this, over 45,000 have signed up online. Jordan probably has the exact number, close to 45,000. And we want you to do that today. You can either go to aclj.org or just call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can add your name online. We encourage you to do that. Who do we have next?
Back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. If you ever want to call and speak to us on the air, Chris is calling from Texas on line one. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how are y'all?
Hey, Chris, good.
You know, I'm listening to this professor saying that, you know, he wants sort of assign a thing saying we have no free will. But the problem with saying we have no free will is that if we have no free will, we have no choice, and therefore we have no liability for anything. And if we have no free will, then I can't be held accountable for a murder I commit, a bank I rob. I can't be held accountable for any of that.
Well, that's because these people believe in situational ethics, or situational lack of ethics is, I guess, the better way to say it. But they really believe this. I mean, the problem is that, professor, and we've got the links. Our research team went deep into these links, and Jordan, there was a lot there. This guy's, the professor in Gina's case, the animus towards God is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, on his own website, he has a link to a game where you choose your own deity. And I looked at this just to kind of get a picture of what he was trying to get across to this game. The fact is, you choose the characteristics you'd want in God. And if you choose all the characteristics that are in the biblical God, the God of the Old Testament, the New Testament, if you choose all those characteristics, and they're all listed there, when you go to the next page, when it says create your deity, it says how absolutely ridiculous. You could not have a God who was this, but also this, who allowed this, but also did this. And so this was all an attack on Christianity. Of course, we knew that, but I wanted to see how hard of an attack. And it was upfront, nasty, negative, and derogatory, which is exactly how these professors are treating these students in the classroom.
Well, the outrage here is, as I said, is really significant, folks. And we want you to go ahead and sign your name to this petition. We'll be taking more of your calls when we come back. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Stand up for these college students. We need your help on this. 877-989-2255. You could also, as I said, go to aclj.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. College is a time of academic challenge. While acquiring a degree is never easy, every student should be treated the same. But unfortunately, on some campuses today, you're penalized if you're a Christian. The American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively defending the constitutional rights of students nationwide. Case in point, a community college in New York State, where a professor is punishing a student, giving her lower grades, calling her closed-minded because of her Christian beliefs. The ACLJ will file a lawsuit unless the school steps in and corrects the actions of a philosophy professor. professor who requires students to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. Academic freedom? Hardly. Religious hostility? Most certainly. If you're fed up with the anti-Christian ravings on college and university campuses, stand with the ACLJ and sign on to a national petition of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can reach us online at ACLJ.org.
It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they were supposed to bow down and they refused to bow down, that's how
right.
I feel. I feel like I'm being forced to do something, and if I don't, in a sense, I'm going to be thrown into the furnace, you know?
That's Gina. We're not letting her get thrown into that furnace. We're going to stand up for her rights. We're going to not only stand up for them strong, we've already done it. I mean, we've sent a 20 or 18-page demand letter, a lot of material to this university. We're expecting a result by the weekend, certainly by Monday. We'll keep everybody posted. We're standing up for these students. By the way, we want to make sure that you know that we are getting, we're only about 6 weeks away from going to our trip to Israel. We have a couple of slots left. It's a small group going with us. We're going to go through all of the biblical sites, the key biblical sites. We're going to meet with the military leaders. It's going to be a great trip that I'm leading. Really excited about this trip. We're going to be spending a lot of time in Jerusalem, kind of the focus of the trip here. And if you want to get information about it, because it's just some slots left here, we want you to call our tour number today to get information. Jordan, you have that.
Yep, 1-800-662-5406. Again, 1-800-662-5406, or go to aclj.org. You actually can get a full detailed schedule of everywhere we'll be going and what we'll be doing on the trip in Israel. So I encourage you, call that number, 1-800-662-5406, or go to aclj.org if you're interested in going to Israel with us in June. Let's go back to the phone. So many calls have come to the broadcast. Right to them. Christina's calling from California on line 6. Christina, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, this is great. I have a comment for you. I have a credential from Cal State University in Northridge. My degree was biology, and my biology teachers were telling us that if we believed in God at all, that we were going to be, you know, they failed me in the class, and especially if I got a credential where I'm talking to young minds, like in high school or junior high, that they would do everything in their power to make sure that I can't get into the credential program either.
Is this going on right now? I mean, you have that difficulty right now?
No, not right now. This happened when I was still there. It was about 15
Well, this
years
idea
ago.
That, you know, we've had cases like this, Christina, and this is really unfortunate, where you've been denied entry into a master's program because of your faith or because of a refusal to accept Darwin evolution. That is a big issue. Especially going from undergraduate school to graduate school. Again, it's discrimination. It's violating the Constitution. It's a viewpoint-based discrimination, which is even worse. So let me encourage you in this regard that we're handling a lot of cases like this, and we are getting good results. So we're glad you called in and let us know about it. But this is where letting people know what's happening on America's college campuses right now.
Let's go back to the phones. Jerry's calling from California on line 4. Jerry, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yeah,
hi, Jerry.
Good morning, Jay and Jordan. Hey, two things. One, I just want to thank you for all you do. I am glad that somebody is standing up for our Christian rights and we're not being trampled. And I'm so upset about the professors that are in colleges and this young girl that couldn't sing her song because it said Jesus. And I just wanted to encourage your listeners. You know, you guys helped me out last year. My son was the vice president of his Christian club, and we bought page in the back of the yearbook saying, you know, we're proud of the young man that you've become in Christ, and we weren't able to put that in there. And Jeff Surtees, one of your lawyers, called and helped us out on that, and I just wanted to encourage your listeners. You know, your web page, your website has a lot of great information, and I was kind of afraid to call at first because I didn't want some big judgment, but a lot of times it's handled with just giving the school their
Right. Sometimes it's actually, you know, most of the cases don't go to litigation. I mean, we've got a number of them that do, of course. And when you get the volume of cases we get, some are going to always go to court. And there are a lot of them do. But many, many do not. We get resolved by a phone call, a letter. Remember, the situation with Gina, the college student in New York, right now that's being handled through a demand letter, which is basically a legal brief to the university. Now, I've got, of course, we're doing this at the same time we're preparing for a case at the Supreme Court. I'm glad Jeff was able to get your situation resolved. But this is exactly why we're here. And, Jerry, what I would encourage you to do, and everybody that's listening, we've just got the last 2 days to do this, folks. You need to go to your phones right now, add your name to this petition. We're going to get well over 50,000. I mean, I think with phone calls that we've received, we're probably close to that number, maybe 55,000 now. So we're going to get near that 70,000 mark, and we need to hear from you on this. 877-989-2255 is that number. 877-989-2255. Signing on to this national petition of protest, taking a strong stand for our college students in America's campuses. Jordan, who do we have next?
Connie's calling from Oregon on line three. Connie, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Connie.
Hi. Thank you so much for all you
sure.
do. I just want to tell you that I have a success story from the very beginning. My granddaughters have been raised in the church. They're Christians. They don't listen to anything but Christian music. And when a talent show came available to them, they had tryouts, and there was no question but that they were going to do a Christian song. They decided to do a cappella, Father, I Adore You, and no question that they got in with their talent, and because it's Father, I Adore You, Jesus, I Adore You, Spirit, I Adore You, they, no problem, and they did the song. They got a standing ovation from the crowd in a public school.
That's the good news, and that is there are a lot of school administrators that understand what the law is. They understand there's Department of Education guidelines directly on this, and you saw the benefit of those guidelines, Connie, in your situation. So we're glad you called. We're glad there's good news stories out there. We got good news also for our student who was told to change the lyric from Jesus, to remove the word Jesus. We went to work for her legally and got it resolved tomorrow. We just had her parent on earlier. Tomorrow she will be singing the song with Jesus in it. We're going to have the tape of that next week. We'll play a clip from it. But it tells you people stand up, they get their rights protected, and sometimes the schools get it right in the beginning. And, Connie, we're glad to know that your school got it right.
Let's go back to the phones. Tim's calling from Georgia on line one. Tim, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi,
Tim. Hi, Tim.
I concur with everyone else. Thanks for all the work that you do. Quick question.
Sure.
You mentioned earlier about the same old song and dance, separation of church and state issue.
Right.
I always wondered and never really got a clear answer from anyone, why is it that no one pushes the fact that separation of church and state does not even exist in the Constitution?
Well, you do. The problem is you've got a Supreme Court that has adopted, at least it's a majority, I think it's a thin majority right now, has adopted this kind of church-state separationist mantra. But what we also say is that the Establishment Clause, which is what the Constitution actually says, that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, the Supreme Court also says you can't utilize the Establishment Clause to show hostility towards religion. In fact, Justice Brennan, a liberal member of the Supreme Court of the United States, is now deceased, said these words: the Establishment Clause cannot be utilized to treat religious people or religious practices as if they're subversive to the American Republic and subject to unique disabilities. That language has been very helpful because the showing of hostility towards religion is violating the Constitution in and of itself, which is what this college in New York has done.
Folks, we got a lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110 has been an important topic, so can't get to all of them today, but let's get to one more. Dean's calling from Kentucky on line two. Dean, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Dean.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Listen, I just wanted to say God bless you and all that you all do. You know, I support you with my prayers and my funds too, and I wanted to encourage.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to encourage everyone listening to just send, you know, $20 a day to ACLJ or however much they can. These cases with the students and all kind of got my wife's and our attention here in Kentucky, and she kind of had a revelation last night, and she wanted me to call in to send out a word of encouragement to all these people who are being persecuted. You know, remind us that Jesus said, you know, be happy when you're persecuted for my name's sake, because it's a sign of things to come. But at the same time, you know, we have to fight, you know, for our rights as Christians, because that's why we're in the position we are, is because we all fell asleep for quite a few years. But it's,
well, that's, you know, you're exactly right, Dean. And, you know, the Bible does say, you know, rejoice when you're persecuted for the sake of Jesus. And Gina is doing that. She is unapologetic and defending her position and her faith. And we are doing the legal work to make sure that that is protected by law. So we appreciate your call. Folks, today and tomorrow is going to be it for this petition. We're going to really get into some issues in Israel next week, especially Jimmy Carter's visit. You go to your phones right now. Sign on to that national petition to protect our college students. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Updated information at aclj.org. Talk to you tomorrow.